Vice President Mike Pence is meeting today with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in Tampa to discuss the state's response to COVID-19. Cases are hitting record highs again across the U.S. More than 50,000 people were diagnosed yesterday.
Despite the surge, Florida Governor DeSantis says he is not going back on reopening plans. Let's bring in Natalie Dean, who is an assistant professor of biostatistics at the University of Florida. She specializes in emerging infectious diseases. Natalie, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been focused on new data coming in and what they mean. So what is the coronavirus situation like now in Florida?
Right now in Florida, we're seeing a very steep increase in the number of new cases each day. And there was some question about whether that was attributable to more testing, but what we're seeing at the same time is an increase in the test positivity. So that is the fraction of tests that come back positive. If we were just doing more testing and there was no change in the underlying outbreak, then that number would go down. But we're seeing a sharp increase in that number, along with the increase in number of new cases, which suggests that we have a real brewing outbreak, a brewing problem in our state.
And how would you characterize that brewing outbreak? Is it people across all age groups?
So there's wide variability across who's being infected and what particular age groups. Right now, we're seeing a big epidemic in younger adults, and that may reflect the fact that younger adults have changed their behavior. They're interacting more, going to bars. It also may reflect that more people are back at work. But the fact that it's among younger adults, I mean, that's good in the sense that younger adults are not as high risk, but we know that they can also transmit to others in their communities. So even when there's more spread among younger adults, that can easily spread over into the high-risk population. And so what I expect to see, and we're starting to see a little bit, is an increase among older adults in infections. And that's where we're going to start to see the increase in hospitalizations and deaths.
We should say that it seems the pace of COVID-19 deaths has been down compared to earlier in the pandemic. Do you think that's because it's younger people who seem to be infected now? Or do you think it has more to do with people learning about how to treat the coronavirus and how to treat it right away?
My feeling is the biggest explanation is that the changes that we're seeing in the epidemic are recent. The sharp rise in increase in cases is just within the last few weeks. And we know that there are lags that occur from the time that someone's infected in the community until when they're identified as being sick, till when they may need hospitalization, and until when they may die. So we expect some lag until for the hospitalization numbers and the death numbers to catch up. And also, as I said, you know, if the outbreak is starting in younger adults and then it spills over into older adults later, then there will be even further lags. So while we may not see an increase in hospitalizations immediately, although we are seeing increases in some places across the state, we expect a bigger increase later on.
We mentioned the meeting between Vice President Mike Pence today and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. If you were invited and you could have your say as someone who studies the numbers very carefully, what would you advise them? How would you advise them?
I would want to tell them that the numbers are going to continue to rise, and there's a certain amount that's already set in motion. So we need to plan, we need to act according to what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. You know, we need to act now, because whatever we do now, it takes a while for that to actually have an effect. And so there needs to be a willingness to take stringent measures and to talk seriously about stepping back on certain activities, because whatever's happening now, it's going to take some time for those interventions to actually stop what's happening in the future.
Although, as we said, the governor says he's not going back. And this is a question we asked an epidemiologist in California yesterday. So vamping off that, what is your message to the people of Florida ahead of the 4th of July weekend and to the governor?
I know that we're all really tired of social distancing and this way of life that is so abnormal. But the reality is that the virus is still out there, and actually it's out there in bigger numbers than even before. And so when we think about our plans for the 4th of July, The last thing we want is for some joyful celebration to turn into something where our loved ones get infected and get sick. No one wants that. So being very intentional about risk-reducing behaviors and keeping our groups very small.
Natalie Dean, biostatistician at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.